The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 503.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing woman on the show today. She is a writer and an actress, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Paget Keki. Paget, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, I'm doing great. Yeah, thank you for having me on. Well, just a short kind of bio. I was born and raised in Los Angeles. I studied at UC Berkeley, and then I moved back down to LA to pursue acting. At the end of 2016 is when I wrote the Asian American rom-com Cat Loves LA, and I turned it into a series which we just released on YouTube in December of 2017.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what's your cultural background?
I was born and raised in a predominantly Caucasian area, but to two very strong Korean-American figures, my mother and father, and they really actively supported positive representations of Asian Americans in the media. So that kind of gives you a sense and explains why I have maybe a very Americanized background. But at the same time, I've always been very aware that there were a lot of issues with Asian American representation in American media.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's great that you're out there, you know, being the role model, you know, having that Asian American representation in Hollywood, because I know it's still a little bit scarce. So I think that's great that you're out there doing that. And Paget, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
One of them is by Theodore Roosevelt, which is believe you can and you're halfway there, because I feel like in my personal experience, in more cases than not, we're really the biggest obstacle standing in our way of any goal. And once you have and can summon that deep conviction that something is possible, I feel like you literally open a whole new set of doors and opportunities for yourself. But the catch is you really have to believe it. And I'm still on that journey myself.
Thanks for sharing that, and totally agree. You know, belief is huge when it comes to confidence, because if you can't believe in yourself, you're not going to go out there and, you know, take action to do what you want. So thanks for sharing that quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence to me comes from that belief that you have something valuable to offer, whether that's to your friends, your family, or your community. And I think that comes with the appreciation of your own unique qualities, independent of other people's opinions. I actually recently watched this Brené Brown talk, and she said something that was really powerful, which is, if you go looking for evidence that you're not enough, you're always going to find it. And our worth and our belonging are not negotiated with other people. And it's something that we really just carry inside of ourselves.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned that, right? Because as growing up as Asian, you know, women, it's like we're always seeking for approval, not realizing like we are more than enough. And the more that we remind ourselves that we are enough and worthy to do whatever we want, we will go out there and have that confidence regardless of what others may think of us. So I really love that definition that you mentioned. And Paget, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, up until a couple of years ago, I felt like you were saying, I was always trying to prove myself to other people or look at myself through the lens of other people and ask, you know, what is it that they want to see of me or what is it that I can offer them? And I guess I largely felt ruled by this people-pleasing mentality that I need to live up to other people's wants or expectations instead of asserting my own unique qualities and values and, you know, bring those to the table as my authentic self and knowing that they are worthwhile.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all go through, right? You know, the people pleasing, feeling that, you know, we can't be our true selves. And it's draining, you know, it's really draining because it's like we feel trapped in our own bodies. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized you are more than enough to go out there and do the things that you want, you know, create an impact? What was that aha moment?
Well, you know, in producing and creating the series, I was forced to do a lot of things that I never thought I would have the courage or just ability to do. So in a way, surpassing my own expectations of myself and surprising myself was really valuable, you know, because in doing that, I started to naturally build this sort of self-confidence of knowing deep down that, you know, I am capable of a lot more than what I even give myself credit for. And if I even sort of question that, I like now have this thing to point to and be proud of and, you know, have as evidence of it.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's great, right? And yeah, you know, when you create something that you love and something that you do on your own, we do surprise ourselves, right? It's like we never knew we had it in us, but it's just amazing what exactly. You can do and what you're capable of. And, you know, it just gives you more evidence of like, what else can you do? And like you mentioned, you know, looking back at your past accomplishments, it's like, if you can do it once, you can do it again. And, you know, because of these realizations, what's your life been like now?
You know, it's still a process. I still second guess myself at times. And I think it's human and we all do on some level. But now it's more quickly overpowered by this knowledge that I am valuable and I do have something to contribute. And so even though I still question myself at times, it's more of a quick recovery for me now.
Thanks for sharing that. And I totally, you know, understand what you mean. Cause I mean, we all go through doubts and sometimes you just have to look back and see what you've done and realize like, okay, I know I'm okay. It's just, you know, sometimes we just go through that. We're humans, right? We're not like superhuman, like with no emotions. So, you know, it's okay to have those doubts, just knowing how to kind of get out of it is what counts the most. So I really love that you mentioned that. And Padgett, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
I think I would say that, you know, no one is going to give you self-confidence. It's not something that you can earn from other people. It's really only something you can earn for yourself within yourself. It's an internal journey that you have to take alone. And also challenge yourself in your daily life. Do something scary. Go out on a limb from time to time, you know, surprise yourself. And I think you'll end up seeing that you're a lot more capable than you give yourself credit for. And I think that will just lead to a natural expansion in your own self-value.
Thanks for sharing those tips. And Padgett, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out your show, Cat Loves LA, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
You can go to Facebook and just search Cat Loves LA, cat with a K, or YouTube and also just search Cat Loves LA and it should be there and you should be able to find it and watch it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Padgett, you can also head on over to thetaofselfconfidence.com and search for Padgett's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Padgett for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheena. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.